I think most of you have heard the story of this 12-year-old girl who preferred being stabbed to death rather than being raped. But Maria Goretti, her story of love and forgiveness wouldn't be complete without one of its first miraculous fruits, the conversion of Alessandro Serinelli, her murderer. Immediately after his brutal assault, Alessandro was imprisoned temporarily in Nettuno and then transferred to Regina Coeli prison to stand trial. And after vehemently denying his guilt, he finally broke down in the face of overwhelming evidence. And since he was a minor, he was sentenced to only 30 years of hard labor. And a priest came to see him soon afterward, but he turned on the cleric in rage, howling like a maniac and lunging at him. Alessandro never really showed any remorse, but in the days which followed, he lost his appetite and he grew nervous. And after 6 years of prison, he was near the brink of despair. Then one night, Maria Goretti appeared to him in his cell, and she smiled. She was surrounded by lilies, the flowers which are symbolic of purity. From that moment, peace entered Alessandro's heart, and he became a new man. After serving his sentence, he took up residence in a Capuchin monastery, working in the garden as a tertiary. He asked pardon of Maria's mother and accompanied her to Christmas Mass in the parish church, where he spoke before a hushed congregation, acknowledging his sin and asking God's forgiveness and the pardon of the community. 40 years later, on June 24th, 1950, Maria was canonized at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome with her mother present. Alessandro died on May 6th, 1970 in the Capuchin convent where he lived. He left the following testimony, dated May 5th, 1961. He says, I'm nearly 80 years old and about to depart. Looking back at my past, I can see that in my early youth, I chose a bad path, which led me to ruin myself. My behavior was influenced by print, mass media, and bad examples, you know, which are followed by the majority of young people without even thinking of the consequences. There were a lot of generous and devoted people who surrounded me, but I paid no attention to them because a violent force blinded me and pushed me toward a wrong way of life. When I was 20 years old, I committed a crime of passion. Now that memory represents something horrible for me. Maria Goretti, now a saint, was my good angel, sent to me through Providence to guide and save me. I still have impressed upon my heart her words of rebuke and of pardon. She prayed for me, she interceded for her murderer. 30 years of prison followed. If I had been of age, I would have spent all my life in prison. I accepted my condemnation because it was my own fault. Little Maria was really my light and my protectress. With her help, I have behaved well during the 27 years of prison and tried to live honestly when I was again accepted among the members of society. The Capuchin Brothers of St. Francis welcomed me with angelic charity into their monastery as a brother, not as a servant. I've been living with their community for 24 years, and now I am serenely waiting to witness the vision of God, to hug my loved ones again, and to be next to my guardian angel and her dear mother, Assunta. I hope this letter that I wrote can teach others the happy lesson of avoiding evil and of always following the right path, like little children. I feel that religion with its precepts is not something we can live without, but rather it is the real comfort, the real strength in life, and the only safe way in every circumstance, even the most painful ones.